Welcome to the Probes Podumentary. Our Podumentary is a series of audio documentaries on topics and stories that matter to people and are part of a public interest journalism in India. You're listening to me, Prema Sridevi. Here is our Season 1, Episode 5 of our Podumentary titled Child Brides, Victims of Pandemic, Poverty and Patriarchy. According to the latest demographic sample survey by the Ministry of Home Affairs, Jharkhand and West Bengal are the two states in India where more than half of the women are married off before attaining 21 years of age. According to UNICEF, one in three of the world's child brides live in India. Of the country's 223 million child brides, 102 million were married before turning 15. Karminder Kaur, a child marriage prohibition officer with the Haryana government, speaks about young child brides who were rescued from forced marriages.
मैं डोमेस्टिक वायलेंस एक्ट में प्रोटेक्शन ऑफिसर हूँ और चाइल्ड मैरिज प्रोहिबिशन एक्ट में प्रोहिबिशन ऑफिसर हूँ। पिछले दिनों हमने एक शादी में इंटरवीन किया था, तो वो लड़की 12 साल कुछ महीने की थी। हालांकि बाद में उन्होंने कहा कि हमने शादी नहीं की, लेकिन वो शादी की पूरी तैयारी में थे। तो अब 12 साल का बच्चा शादी में अगर बंधता है तो आप देखिए क्या होता होगा। एक केस में 14 साल की लड़की की शादी की कंप्लेंट आई थी हमारे पास, खुद लड़की ने ही फोन किया था। तो हमने उनके पेरेंट्स को बुलाया और उनको समझाया कि आप जब तक लड़की 18 की नहीं हो जाती आप इसकी शादी नहीं कर सकते। तो उन्होंने उस वक्त हमें एफिडेविट भी लिख के दिया, ये 2017 की बात है। एफिडेविट में भी दिया कि हम शादी नहीं करेंगे, लेकिन उन्होंने चुपचाप लड़की को मतलब चोरी से शादी की सारे रिचुअल्स तो परफॉर्म नहीं किए, लेकिन जयमाला वगैरह डलवा के और लड़के के साथ भेज दिया, क्योंकि वो लालच में आए हुए थे लड़की का फादर। तो इसमें हमने जब लड़की वहां रही उसके साथ सेक्सुअल वायलेंस हुआ, वो वहां से भी भाग गई लड़की। उसके बाद पुलिस उसको नेपाल से पकड़ के लाई। उसके बाद जब उसको दोबारा वहीं भेजने का प्रेशर बनाया तो वो मेरे पास आई और उसने बताया कि मैडम मेरी चुपचाप मेरे को शादी करके भेज दिया था और मैं वहां नहीं रहना चाहती, बस मेरे को इस शादी से पीछा छुड़ा दो। तो हमने उस केस को बड़ा सीरियसली लिया क्योंकि 14 साल की लड़की थी। हमने उसमें पोक्सो एक्ट भी लगवाया, जेजे एक्ट भी लगवाया और चाइल्ड मैरिज प्रोहिबिशन एक्ट भी लगवाया और उनके ऊपर एफआईआर करवाई, लड़की के फादर के ऊपर, ससुर के ऊपर, लड़की के हस्बैंड के ऊपर। उस लड़के को 10 साल की सजा हुई थी क्योंकि पोक्सो और जेजे एक्ट भी लगा था और उसके पिताजी को और लड़के के पिताजी को भी 6-6 महीने की सजा हुई थी।
अ फ्यू डेज बैक the Supreme Court agreed to examine a petition of NCPCR, the National Commission for Protection of Child Rights, which challenged an order of the Punjab and Haryana court that allowed a minor Muslim girl to marry. The NCPCR stated that the court order violated the provisions of the POCSO Act and amounted to sexual assault of minors. While the practice of child marriage is sometimes institutionalized in the country, Kaur says the larger challenge is to bust organized crime syndicates that thrive in buying and selling child brides in exchange for money.
बेच देना मतलब गरीब आबादी में या कहीं से खरीद के लाना नाबालिग लड़कियां, ये बड़ा कॉमन हो गया है। ऐसा केस भी आया है कि पंजाब से एक लड़की आई थी, उसकी पहले भी कहीं और शादी हो रखी थी, फिर पैसे लेके वो यहाँ पे आ गई, फिर यहाँ से भी उसने चाइल्ड हेल्पलाइन पे कॉल कर दी और चाइल्ड हेल्पलाइन पे कॉल के बाद फिर उसको रेस्क्यू किया गया। तो ये कई बार तो ऐसा लगता है कि पूरा नेटवर्क बन चुका है जो लड़कियों को इस ढंग से जगह जगह पैसे लेके शादी करता है, तो वो उनका मिसयूज ही है लड़कियों के शरीर का, एक तरह से गैंग ही हो गया। नाबालिग लड़कियों के पेरेंट्स को, गरीब लड़कियों के पेरेंट्स को बहकाना, पैसे देने का लालच करना, वो खुद ज्यादा कमीशन कमा जाते हैं उसमें, तो वो मैरिड लड़कियों की भी शादी करवा देते हैं कई बार पैसे लेके।
Pallabhi Ghosh, an anti-trafficking activist and the founder of the Impact and Dialogue Foundation, has rescued around 7,000 children in the last 10 years. According to Ghosh, unfortunately, child marriages in India have social acceptance, and the data recorded by the National Crime Records Bureau is just the tip of the iceberg.
I have rescued around 7,000, I guess, yeah. मतलब 21 में तो अराउंड 7,000 चिल्ड्रन, बिकॉज लॉट में मिलते हैं तो या अराउंड 7,000 चिल्ड्रन, in the last 10 years. COVID ke time pe Rajasthan mein, you know what was happening? You will not believe it. In certain villages of Rajasthan, badi beti ke gona ke saath choti beti ka bhi shaadi ho raha tha. You know this thing called gona, I think. So with the eldest daughter of the house, the other daughters were also given for marriage. Because the family thought that COVID pata nahi kab tak khatam hoga, padhai likhai to bachche kar nahi rahe, isse achha shaadi kara do. So all this are reality that's happening in our country. National Crime Records Bureau mein jitne bhi data hai, it's nothing compared to the reality that happens on the ground. It's heart-wrenching if you go to the ground, if you see the number of female feticide that has happened. Maximum villages in Haryana during the years of 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 maybe I did. All these years, they did not have females to get their sons married to. That is the reason girls from East India, West Bengal ho gaya, Assam ho gaya, unse ladkiyon ko trafficking karke laake shaadi karwaya jata tha. Aise gaon hai Haryana mein, main aapko naam mention nahi kar sakti, jahan pe the entire village is filled up with only girls from West Bengal who are 14, 15, 16 years old and the men are in their 40s. Itni bhrun hatya hui hai ladkiyon ki, jis wajah se ladkiyan hi nahi hai. Aur kyunki ladkiyan nahi hai, isiliye bahar के राज्यों से लड़कियों को ला के यहाँ पे उनकी शादियां करा दी जाती है जोर जबरदस्ती, जिसको हम बोलते हैं जबरन शादी, फोर्स्ड मैरिज.
As per reports, 96% of child marriage cases were pending trial across India by 2021. Data by the Kailash Satyarthi Children's Foundation reveals that the rate of arrest in child marriage cases in India is abysmally low. Vageshwari Deswal, Faculty of Law with the University of Delhi, says COVID-19 only exacerbated the problem of child marriage in India.
As per the NCRB data, a 50% rise has been recorded in 2020 over the previous year. The reason was that during the pandemic, people lost their jobs, they lost their houses. So there was a mass migration by laborers while they were migrating back to their villages. So there were safety concerns of taking their young daughters along with them. So just marry them off, that would also mean one less mouth to feed. There were instances where girls were given in exchange for money. So although we have a secular law that prohibits child marriages, but there have been judgments wherein the courts have upheld that, see, if there is, say, a Muslim girl under Muslim law, it's the age of puberty, after which a child can be married. So girls who are like 14, 15, where they have married, the courts have upheld the validity of such marriages, which is in direct contravention to the law that we have.
A recent report by the United Nations indicated that forced marriages had increased in countries like India and Bangladesh. To tackle the problem of child marriage, the Indian government announced its decision to raise the legal age of marriage for women from 18 to 21. While the bill has good intentions, Deswal feels its implementation will be a major challenge.
The bill regarding amendment of this Child Marriage Prohibition Act, it is still pending before the parliament, in which they have proposed to raise the age of marriage of girls also to a minimum of 21 years of age, and this is to bring a uniformity between marriageable age of both boys and girls. See, in 1962, UN passed a convention on minimum age for marriages. India is not a signatory to that, but we have signed CEDAW, which is Convention on Elimination of Discrimination Against Women, which also talks about elimination of child marriage and uniformity in marriageable age for men and women. So one thing this amendment is in consonance with that convention, which is our obligation. Second thing, this is a very, very progressive move. Although when it comes to 18, we have not been successful in implementing this age. So if we further raise this age to 21, how successful this would be?
India's laws regarding child marriage are vague and open to interpretation. That apart, there have been serious concerns in India regarding pandemic-induced child marriages. Poonam Mutreja, Executive Director of the Population Foundation of India, says that child marriage is not just one problem, but carries many associated risks and issues.
Girls who marry early, girls who experience child marriage experience a lot more violence in their married homes. Number two, the burden of work is given to younger girls is enormous. And third, they have children, you know, girls, young girls and young couples do not have the agency or access to family planning methods. And a girl is expected to prove her fertility as soon as she gets married. And as you know, 60% of the girls in India are undernourished, and there is a very high level of anemia, especially amongst adolescents, which has actually increased in the last NFHS report, which means between 2019 and 21, anemia and malnutrition has increased, and an undernourished girl has a huge risk when she gets pregnant, and especially if she has too many pregnancies at short intervals, which is what happens to a lot of young girls. So maternal mortality is one risk. Of course, the malnutrition increases, anemia increases. And third, undernourished girls give birth to undernourished babies. So there are consequences that get further exasperated when they get pregnant and at an early age. They are neither emotionally nor mentally nor physically ready for having a child. It's like children having children.
Child marriage ends childhood. Laws are necessary, but in the case of child marriage, laws are not enough to necessitate change. Yogesh Vaishnav, co-founder of Vikalp Sanstha, says implementation is key to eradicating child marriage.
यूं हम डेमोक्रेटिक हैं, हमारा कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन बहुत ही बहुत प्रोग्रेसिव है, लेकिन आप सोचिए कि जहाँ पे अपने देश में लोग जो इम्प्लीमेंटर्स हैं, कानून जो हमारे देश में कानून जो है दुनिया के दूसरे कानूनों से बेहतर कानून माना जाता है, लेकिन इम्प्लीमेंटर्स जो हैं वो उसी मानसिकता से आते हैं, उसी समाज से आते हैं, उसी सोच के साथ आते हैं। और इसको कैसे ठीक किया जा सकता है, तो मैं बहुत शिद्दत से मानता हूँ कि लड़कियों और लड़कों को बेहतर क्वालिटी एजुकेशन मिले और क्वालिटी हेल्थ उनको मिलना शुरू हो जाती है। उसके बाद में उनका खेलना, उनके बाकी सपनों को पूरा करना, उनकी एम्प्लॉयबिलिटी को बेहतर करना, कमाने के अपॉर्चुनिटीज को बढ़ाना और सेव करना, ये यदि रास्ता होगा तो ये अपने आप ये बाल विवाह की रेट कम होती जाएगी और आने वाले दशक में शायद ये पूरी तरह से खत्म हो जाएगा।
चाइल्ड मैरिज इज ऑल्सो अ रिजल्ट ऑफ अ पेट्रियार्कल सोसाइटी, बट पेट्रियार्की इज नॉट अबाउट मेन। पल्लवी घोष नोट्स दैट वुमेन टू सपोर्ट द सिस्टम ऑफ पेट्रियार्की जस्ट एज मच एज मेन डू। Patriarchy has no gender, and to bring about change, there must be meaningful conversations and engagement with both genders.
We have to change this narrative. Patriarchy is not about men. Patriarchy is a system, it's a thought. Women also practice patriarchy. Ye jo hum gender-based violence pe, we keep talking about the, jo problems that happens with women. Of course, 80% women are victims of gender-based violence, but we also have to note that 20% men are also victims of it. So that's where I change the narrative. I talk to men also. Kisi bhi gaon mein jaati hu main India mein, main auraton se jitna baat karti hu utna main mardon se baat karti hu, kyunki aap sirf auraton ko educate karne se change nahi hoga, aapko mardon se bhi baat karna padega.